you have any details of what sort of hack took place?
You've already said it. A few of the staffers' laptops were hacked through a malware site, and there's nothing that was compromised from any sites. No, I have to disagree with you. This is irresponsible journalism. This is crap. You're trying to do a techno-panic and say that people should be scared around the world, and they shouldn't be. And there's no story here. This interview shouldn't exist. I said that to your pre-interviewer. I'll say it to you. You're just causing a panic, and there's no reason for it.
Look,
answer me that, please.
Okay, listen, I totally appreciate your point, but we still think that it's a point worth discussing.
No, I don't think so. I think that this is media coming along and saying, oh my God, technology is scary. How often do I have calls from BBC saying, let's do a story about how wonderful technology is, all the new opportunities it creates? No, this is what you do. You come along and you say, aha, a hacking story, technology is bad, techno panic, danger, danger, BS. This is crap, and you know it. It's irresponsible journalism, and I'm calling you on it.
Okay, Jeff Jarvis, listen, we do appreciate your time.
And
we appreciate the analysis
as well. Don't you? Because you don't want to hear this, do you?
No, listen.
Okay.
No,
thank you, see. Good night.
No, absolutely not. The reason we're stopping the interview...
You don't want to hear it.
No, we're more than happy to hear it, Mr. Jarvis. It's just the nature of your language, okay? We do appreciate the analysis. It's just the nature of the language.
I could do far worse than that.
No, I'm sure you could. Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed for your time, Mr. Jarvis. Okay. Apologies for the language there in that interview with Jeff Jarvis, media analyst and blogger and author as well. You're watching BBC News. Let's give you the latest headlines.